Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me next and being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Barbara Friedberg being back on the show. Barbara is a great member of our Brain Trust. She is an expert in the financial industry, an expert at helping people just like you and me manage our businesses. She's a former portfolio manager and university finance instructor. She's the author of two books, brand spanking new, I guess, because I just got them, How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery and Invest and Beat the Pros. And she's here to talk to us about the economy and what the Trump administration could mean to your portfolio and your taxes. Barbara Friedberg, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. So nice to be here. How are you doing?
Good to have you back. Good to have you. It's great to have you back. Congratulations on your books.
Thank you.
So, as you look out across the new landscape, what are you seeing? Give us an overview of what you're seeing in general. As business owners, you know, our portfolio is pretty diverse, right? We've got our maybe some money in the stock market and our IRAs and our 401ks. We got invested in our business and in the operation of our business. We probably own many of us own the real estate that our business is in. Maybe have a couple of other things going on. What should we see happening?
Well, I love to predict the future, but please don't hold me to it because I don't want to be hiding under a rock when I'm wrong.
Right.
But I was just charged by Go Banking Rates to write an article called What Donald Trump's Tax Plan Could Mean for Your Wallet. It hasn't been published yet, but I was kind enough to send a preview copy to Jim.
I've got it.
And yes, and I've came up with some very, very optimistic pictures. As Jim mentioned, if you've got some stocks, you're happy now, because since Trump was elected, the stock market has gone up.
Mm-hmm.
There's some predictions that will continue, as well as we are all familiar with Donald Trump's tax plan to cut taxes for all. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, who doesn't
especially
want low
businesses?
Businesses, absolutely, and individuals. So if you're a business owner, awesome. You're going to pay lower taxes. If you're an individual, you will likely pay lower taxes, too. And that's a positive thing for us. Look, we want more money in our pockets. We want more money to spend, save, and invest. So that's great. And if that comes to pass, if that goes through Congress, you're going to have more money. Now,
there are several elements inside of that. One is, of course, lowering the individual brackets. That'll be good for the economy. Cutting corporate rates down will be good for the economy. And also reforming the foreign profits part of corporate tax, right?
Absolutely, so that when companies who are global in nature, they bring their money back, it used to cost them a lot of money to do that, and so they didn't bring the money that they earned back into the country. Now, with Trump's new proposal...
Even though they would probably like to.
Sure, absolutely. And Trump's new proposal will lower those taxes so that the money that
right.
companies earn abroad, they can bring it back at a much lower rate.
And the reason why this will be good for the economy, and I want to make sure that we cover this, Barbara, is more and more over the last 30 years, small businesses, their customers are big companies. They're not backwater mom and pops. They're not all retailers. They're more sophisticated vendor partners aligned with big companies, and that's a huge part of the economy. And we need corporate America to come back to Main Street with it, and practice practice market capitalism and not quit practicing what I call financial capitalism on Wall Street. What do you think?
I do. I think that's a great idea, and you just educated me about some of the customer base of your smaller companies. Because that's good to know.
This is a result, Barbara. This is a result of downsizing in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. When those companies downsized, those assignments didn't go away. They just contracted them out to a business. So they laid somebody off and then turned around and went into a contract with the same person who started a business doing the job they used to do.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's been going on for 30 years, and that's a huge part of the economy. And so I think when corporate America gets that top tax break, I think they'll start doing more of that. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back right back after these messages. We're going to talk some more about this article that Barbara Friedberg has written about what's going to happen to your wallet when we have a President Trump. Twink Hill, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.